Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our series of live programs on this beautiful Thursday. I am Team Radio Sai's Anand, and it is time now for the Radio Sai Bhajan Quiz. The question we have for all bhajan enthusiasts today is, tell us three bhajans in which the phrase Dina Bandhava appears. Once again, please dive into the ocean of Sai bhajans and pick out three bhajans which have the phrase Dina Bandhava. You can send your responses to quiz@radiosai.org. So that's simple. It is quiz@radiosai.org. Radio Sai is one word. Please send us your emails, and we will announce the winners at the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Over now to Bishu for today's session of Bhajan Tutor.
Let us offer our most loving and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, delightful Lord. Dearest Lord, please fill us with your light so that we delight every moment in your love and convert everything that is an adversity in our life into an opportunity to love you more and more. With this prayer, let's begin this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan where we adore our Lord as Lord Ganesha. Here is the first line.
Jaya ho, Mushika Vahana.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, we will start with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. And then we'll listen to an explanation of this bhajan by Brother Amey Deshpande. Over a conversation with Amey, he shares his insights on the meaning of every word of this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Jaya ho, Mushika Vahana, He Shiva Nandana Prathama Vandana Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vinayaka Sharanam Sharanam Vighna Haranam He Shiva Nandana Prathama Vandana.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, here is the tune of the bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh, give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham.
Jaya ho, Mushika Vahana.
Jaya ho, Mushika Vahana.
Jaya ho, Mushika Vahana.
Jaya ho, Mushika Vahana.
He Shiva Nandana Prathama Vandana.
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 Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vinayaka.
Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vinayaka.
Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vinayaka.
Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vinayaka.
Sharanam Sharanam Vighna Haranam.
Sharanam Sharanam Vighna Haranam.
Sharanam Sharanam Vighna Haranam.
Sharanam Sharanam Vighna Haranam.
He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana.
He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana.
He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana.
He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana.
Jaya ho, jaya ho, Mushika Vahana.
So that is the melodious bhajan adoring Lord Ganesha. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a slow demonstration. And now let us learn more about the composition. What is the raga behind this Ganesha bhajan? Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the make of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This bright bhajan is based on the raga, I can say, Yaman in the Hindustani classical music, which is called Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music. It's a very popular raga, and there are many compositions in Yaman. So regarding this bhajan, the first line in this bhajan has an interesting note, which gives a flavor of another raga called Yaman Kalyan, or we call it Yamuna Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music. So what makes the difference among these two? Let's have a small demonstration. In Yaman you have the following notes.
Ne re ga ma da ni da sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. Ne
shuddhini.
Ne re ga
rishud ga shud.
Ma ga ma
tivra madhyamam.
Ma ga ga ma da
shuddha dha.
Ni da sa ni da pa ma ga re ga re ni za ni sa.
This is Yaman. And if you take Yaman Kalyan.
Ne re ga ma da ni da sa ni da pa ma ga ma ga.
So there the Shuddha Madhyamam, that is ma, which is there in the Shankaravarnam, where all Shuddha notes.
Ma ga ga re ni sa.
So that note gets added to this beautiful raga, and it makes it. There are actually a lot of series of Yaman. It's a huge ocean to study about Yaman. There are many classifications of Kalyan family. And when I sing these notes, the very popular composition which comes to my mind is
Krishna ni begane baro magarisa.
So if you take Yamuna Kalyani, which is the Carnatic equivalent of it, it is almost sung in the Madhyam Shruti, and the Shuddha Madhyamam is dominant in that, and you have plenty of bhajans in pure Yaman and also in the mixed. That is, the Shuddha Madhyamam gets mixed in many many ways, and one of them is this Yaman Kalyan, I guess, for this bhajan. And only the first line has that Shuddha Madhyamam, whereas all the rest of the bhajan follows in Yaman. So when we look at the swaras for this bhajan, that time you will be really able to appreciate what is that Madhyamam which gets added along with the first line, which makes it different from Yaman.
So as we are dwelling on Yaman, and there are so many bhajans based on Yaman and this mix of Yaman and Yamuna Kalyani, as you mentioned, why don't we dwell some more on the raga? Maybe you can do an alap.
Yeah, though I have not learned this ragas, I will just try my humble attempt.
This is a raga which every listener who's keen to sing bhajan should perhaps train himself or herself with, because there are many bhajans, as you were saying, based on this raga. Can you please tell us the bhajans that come to your mind right now, Anirudh?
Yeah, we have many bhajans like
Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Patit Pavan Ram, Yug Yug Ke Avatar Tumhi Ho.
These bhajans are based on pure Yaman, and bhajans like
Anandamaya Bhagavan.
So you have that Magare Sanire. They are based on Yaman Kalyan.
Shiva Shambho Shambho.
So in that bhajan, the last line,
Hari Om Hari Om, Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
I think we should leave it for the listeners to explore more bhajans in this raga.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty.
Yeah, the list goes on.
So let's get on to the swaras of this bhajan.
Yeah, let's take the first line.
Jaya ho, Mushika Vahana Sani Paga Pada Pa Madapa Maga Maga Ga.
So in this line you have
Madapa,
that Madhyamam is Tivra Madhyamam.
Madapa Mama,
that is the Shuddha Madhyamam.
Sani Paga Pada Pa Madapa Maga Maga Ga.
He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana Niririre Ma Gagari Gaga Sasa
Niririre Ma Gagari Gaga Sasa
Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vinayaka Ga 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 Ma Ma Da Ni Ma Da Sa 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 Ni Re Sa Sa
Ga 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 Ma Ma Da Ni Ma Da Sa 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 Ni Re Sa Sa
Sharanam Sharanam Vihna Haranam Nini Nini Da Nisani Dama Sani Da Nida Pa
Nini Nini Da Nisani Dama Sani Da Nida Pa.
The next two lines are He Shivanandana, which follow the same set of swaras.
Nere re 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 ma gagare gaga sa sa.
Beautiful. Yaman is such a beautiful raga. You can compose meditative tunes.
Yeah, it's a
delightful tunes.
Very pleasant raga to listen to. Even in vocals, instrumental, sitar, flute, it sounds very bright, very soothing, very pleasant.
Amazing. So let's do the beat, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Jaya ho, Mushika Vahana.
Jaya ho, jaya ho. Mushika Vahana
He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana
He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana.
That was nice. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Bishu.
Sairam. Sairam. So now you're sure of the lyrics, the tune, the rhythm of the bhajan. It's time to understand the feeling and the meaning of this bhajan. Here is a conversation with Brother Amey Deshpande, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, who shares his thoughts on what this bhajan means to him. Sairam Brother Amey, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sairam Bishu, nice to be here.
So what are your thoughts on this beautiful bhajan on Lord Ganesha? Every bhajan of Lord Ganesha has so much of vibrancy attached to it, has so much of significance attached to it, given that, you know, in every discourse that Bhagwan gave on Ganesh Chaturthi, he always gave so many beautiful insights of this delectable, delightful form that is Lord Ganesha.
True.
You know, one Swami gave a new interpretation of the huge ears. Another time he gave a beautiful interpretation of the pot belly and, you know, its significance in terms of our food habits. Everything of this mysterious form has so many connotations, and you know, whenever you sing this Ganesha bhajan, so many of those thoughts keep flooding your mind.
Absolutely.
So may I ask you, when you sing this bhajan, what comes to your mind? You know, what picturization happens in your consciousness?
One thing, yeah, as you very rightly mentioned, Ganesha plays such a big role in the lives of not only Swami students, but I guess anybody who comes to Prashanthi Nilayam. The number of Ganeshas that
yes.
populate, I should say, Prashanthi Nilayam are, I think, second to none. I have not seen that many Ganeshas in any other temple or any other premises, you know, as compared to Prashanthi Nilayam, right from college to hostels to the mandir to Prashanthi Nilayam itself, the Bhajan Mandir,
yes.
the erstwhile where
you
Swami
cannot sit. Enter Prashanthi Nilayam and have Bhagwan's darshan without seeing Ganesha.
He's almost like a big brother, you know, sitting at the gate welcoming all the devotees and all of us. So I've really looked at him like an elder brother. And so whenever we have had issues with parents, the only persons we can go and pour out our feelings are our kith and kin. So to me, you know, the Ganesha is like that. Coming to this particular bhajan, I thought, you know, one of the very rare bhajans in which Mushika Vahana comes right in the very first line itself.
Mm.
And Swami gives a very beautiful meaning of, you know, Mushika. And all of us know that Mushika pretty much, I mean, is a rat and it stands for the mind. But Swami once had delved very deep into this, and he had explained the concept of, means if one were to open the bill of a rat where the rat stays, you'll find all sorts of things, plastic, paper,
yes.
batteries, you know, he's almost pretty much in the samsara as much as we are.
Yes.
So, and if you were to speak the rat language, if you were to converse with the rat asking him, so what are you doing with all this? In fact, the rat will have no answer to give. It has no idea. Mm. Scientifically, they have no idea why the rat does what it does. Why does it, you know, go out, grab something, you know, and put it back into its bill? And Swami explains that that's exactly what happens to the human mind as well. The mind, you know, it has its this bahya prakriti, pravritti rather. And so its job is to keep going out, and just like the rat, you know, pick and choose small here and there, unnecessary, unwanted
things.
Whether
it is useful or not, meaningful or not.
Yes, and then come and dump it back into our mind, and that's how we become this information overload happens. And why do we do it? We have no idea why we do it. And so Swami says that instead of the rat being that way, if it becomes like the rat of Ganesha, which is all the time focused. So if you look at any of, you know, the Ganesha's murtis, the rat has this modakam in the hand.
Yes.
And it is looking at
yes.
The Lord.
Yes.
And what Swami explains is that when your sight is in focus, when it is in alignment with the Lord's vision, then you get this modakam, which is the fruit of wisdom or jnana.
Yes.
So the modakam stands for jnana. Again, Swami even explains what is the inner significance of modakam, which is a steamed and not a deep fried thing, and how the sweet is inside and how it is covered, and all of which
yes.
Has a lot of significance. So in this bhajan, I feel that in the very first line, we are trying to tell that it's actually a conversation, or rather it's a, you're trying to tell the mind that Jayahu Jayahu Mushika Vahana, O mind, let the Lord use you as a Vahana. Okay?
Let the mind become a carrier of the Lord.
Exactly, yeah. So let the mind become the carrier of the Lord, we are telling our mind. And it is only then that we go to the next line. He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana. Only then can we be called as the child of the Lord.
Hmm.
Only when we allow the Lord to completely, you know, reside in our minds,
yes.
then only can we call ourselves as Shiva's Nandan,
yes.
which is the Lord's.
I mean, only when we have some of those godly traits can we really become the son of
correct. And
God.
And one of the most important things for any godly trait to be there is to give the mind the opportunity for those godly traits to come in.
Correct.
Right, because the mind is basically like an instrument. It all depends upon how we allow or how we mold the mind.
Mm.
That's why it is said, Manaiva Manushanam Karanam Bandha Mokshayo. It is also the cause of liberation, as much as it is the cause of bondage. So, but if you were to look at the history of the mind, that comes in the third line, Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vinayaka. So the way I understood this is that this mind is a creation of Parvati, which is nothing but Prakriti. Yes. So this mind, you know, we are born innocent.
Mm.
And right, as Mark Twain said, I was born intelligent and education spoiled me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's pretty much what the world does to us. We are born absolutely pristine and pure.
Amrutasya Putra.
Amrutasya Putra, yeah. And the world then starts putting these labels, you know, I'm an Indian, I'm a Brahmin, I'm a Maharashtrian, I'm so and so. And then we start getting educated and all of these are nothing, but in one way we can call it our achievements or our siddhis. Right?
Which we think are siddhis. They are not our true siddhis.
True. True. In fact, even those siddhis, the spiritual siddhis are also achievements.
Achievements.
Only.
Correct.
They are
just in a different discipline. That's all.
Correct. In mysticism, there are a different set of achievements. And everything will only aid you to move towards that if you take it as an aid. Otherwise, we could always get stuck.
Correct.
You know, and that is the biggest hindrance
otherwise.
Hindrance, yes. So that's why we are saying that, oh Lord, this mind came from this Prakriti, Parvati Tanaya, and it ended up getting lot of siddhis, Siddhi Vinayaka.
Mm.
And now, in order to become your son, Sharanam, Sharanam, Vignaranam. So we are saying that these, I better surrender it to you, otherwise, you know, they'll become my Vignas. So you remove my obstacles and help me by helping me to surrender it at your lotus feet, because He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana, because I want to be your child, because I want to be that Amrutasya Putra. So, to me, this bhajan was more like a conversation we are having with our own mind, saying that, oh mind, decide, you know, that let the Lord be your master, and let him ride on you just like how Lord Ganesha rides on the rat. Or the mouse. And so that was the thought which came, because when I was thinking about it, the first line made so much of meaning, but then I was thinking, why is He Shivananda Prathama Vandana, what would be the reason? And instantaneously this thought came that, oh yeah, because I am his son. Right? If Ganesha is my elder brother, okay, then Shiva is my father.
Yes.
Right? And, but when do I deserve to be called as his son? I can deserve to be called a son only when I allow my mind. And that is why Swami says that for the mind control, there are basically two things that we need to do. Right? We keep talking about mind control, but Swami has actually given us two very simple, understanding. So all the yoga that we do, Ashtanga yoga, is basically for mind control. Right? Niyama, Niyama,
yes.
Dhyana, Dharana, Pratyahara, Pranayama, all of that is for. And what does yoga really achieve? It achieves two things. One is samatvam yoga muchyate. That is when we achieve the stillness of the mind. That is yoga. And yoga is chitta vritti nirodha. So all our vrittis which are there, when that gets removed or that gets taken away, then that is also called yoga. So basically in this are embedded the two things that we need to do to still our mind, which is to purify the mind, number one.
Yes.
Second one is to still the mind. Because even in a purified pond of water, if Swami likes to compare the mind to a pond, and so if you want clean water, the first thing you need to do is to purify the pond. And you can purify the tank or the pond by letting in fresh water into it. So one is to flush out the existing water and allow fresh water to come into it. And then, even then, there will be instability, you know, so allow it to be absolutely still. And in that stillness, you start seeing the reflection. You know, whatever then you show on top of it, you see the reflection of that. So, so much importance is given to this mind in our, in the spiritual. And in fact, every spiritual sadhana is only to mold the mind, because that is really the key, you know, that we can, which we can use to unlock.
Control of the senses and it's all about how you can subdue and sublimate.
Yes.
Sublimate the senses. In fact, you know, two, three things that you mentioned are very beautiful, and, you know, it spurred me to think that even though the rat is so small, you know, and Ganesha is so huge, but still, if the rat has these godly traits, then, you know, even Ganesha is so huge, but it can carry, you know. The mind may be too small compared to the divine, compared to Shiva, compared to Paramatma. Our mind is so small.
Yes.
But still we can become a carrier of the Lord if we, as you said,
do these two things.
This, yeah, of stilling the mind, you know, then you become so powerful.
Absolutely.
You become so powerful. And in fact,
the rat is a pretty powerful, species.
Yeah.
You know, it can destroy.
Yeah.
It can destroy tons and tons of, as Swami would say, you know, one rat is enough to destroy a whole godown.
Yes.
Of grains and cereals and etc. So a rat is pretty powerful in fact that way.
But the rat also gets carried away. You know, we heard about how Ramakrishna Paramahansa used to say that, you know, it is very easy to trap a rat, you know, even if there's godowns of eatables and you keep onion or something in a small cage, and, you know, the rat gets carried away. And the same thing happens with our mind all the time.
Absolutely.
And the other very beautiful thing that occurred to me is, you know, He Shivanandana Prathama Vandana. See, once you have, you control the mind and, you know, you become the Son of God, you actually, in a manner of sorts, overpower the Lord also, in terms of the Lord gives you the boon that, you know, let everyone worship you first.
First, absolutely.
You know, that is something, again, so fantastic. Like, the God is, He is willing to give us such tremendous boons only if we just do this. Only if we learn to control
the mind. Because they say, you know, Brahma with Brahma eva bhavati. So, the knower of Brahman, so once you still the mind, you automatically become the Lord. Means there is, there's no duality over there.
Yes.
So in that sense also, it becomes the same Prathama Vandana, whether it is him or us, it's the same. Yeah. So the bhajan has so much of inner significance if you were to spend enough time.
And stilling the mind is all about that samatvam, and that is what is actually samadhi, isn't it?
Yes.
So at that stage, you are, you become one with the Lord.
Yeah, and samatvam is also the thumb rule or the, modus operandi for surrender.
Yes.
One Swami was asked, what is the surrender? And in fact, this question also comes to most of us. What exactly do we mean by surrender? When I say I surrender myself to God, so this, when Swami was asked this question, Sharanagati ante emi Swami? And Swami's answer was that Sharanagati's practice in our life is samatvam. When we take all the goodness and all the you know, joys and sorrows that afflict us in our life, in the same way, it shows that we are surrendered to the Lord. The only way that we can know whether we have really surrendered to the Lord is to know whether we are treating joys and sorrows in the same way. Okay, because they don't belong to us. They belong to someone else. Right, the fruits of my job is only to continue to act and not worry about the fruits of the action, because the fruits of the action are going to either give me joy or they're going to give me sorrow. Nothing else. Right? But if I were to surrender, how do I know I've surrendered that? When the reaction comes to me, I don't feel anything.
I don't feel it. Yeah, because you don't feel that you are the doer of that.
Exactly.
So why should you be bothered about the reactions and the consequences?
Correct.
When we are so convinced about Him doing everything through us.
Correct. So that means samatvam is actually the modus operandi for surrender. So there is one more dimension to this, that only when you surrender your mind to, you know, to the Lord, will the Lord accept it and make it into His carrier. Because then He is the doer.
Yes. Amazing. I think this only shows that, you know, every time we sing a bhajan, I think what we really need to do is go back and, you know, read some of those discourses of Bhagwan. If you are singing Ganesh Bhajan, perhaps it's a good practice for us to just go to any year, 1996, 1998, 1995, just read Ganesh Chaturthi discourse and then come back and sing the bhajan. Perhaps it'll really make the whole bhajan session a very, very ennobling and elevating experience for us.
And I guess to know the meaning, therefore, of all whatever we are singing, and the inner significance that Swami has given for each of these words. So for that, I think continuously keep reading Swami's discourses, keep listening to Swami's discourses, keep reading all sorts of, all scriptures is a very good side sadhana for a bhajan singer. So on one side, while we are practicing the technicalities of the bhajan or the raga, I think it's very, very important to also know the meaning. What are all Swami and through Swami, all the various great sages and saints who have given us deeper insights.
Yes.
It's always beautiful.
Let all good thoughts come from all directions.
All directions. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Brother Ramay. I think this only shows us, you know, how every bhajan can be interpreted in so many ways. And every singer, not only a lead singer, every person, every participant of every bhajan session can make that experience of singing one bhajan an absolutely spiritually purifying experience.
Absolutely.
If you just dwell deep into what that bhajan is.
Correct.
And dwell deep into what Swami is trying to communicate to us through that bhajan.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
That was Brother Amey Deshpande, a faculty member in the Department of Management Studies, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group. With that, it's time to move on to the last segment of this program. You will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Jaya ho, jaya ho, Mushika Vahana. Jaya ho, jaya ho, Mushika Vahana. Shivanandana Prathama Vandana Shivanandana Prathama Vandana Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vina Shivanandana Prathama Vandana Shivanandana Prathama Vandana Jaya ho, jaya ho, Mushika Vahana Shivanandana Prathama Vandana Parvati Tanaya Siddhi Vinayaka Saranam Saranam Vignaharanam Shivanandana Prathama Vandana Shivanandana Prathama Vandana Jaya ho, jaya ho, Mushika Vahana.
With that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. We offer this endeavor with great humility and love at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan.
And now for the results of this week's bhajan quiz. We have Brother Dharmesh Sheth from London, and the bhajan that he has sent us is Dina Bandhava Shri Sai Deva. We have Brother Basant from Nepal. The answers that he has sent us are Dina Bandhava Baba Daya Sagara, Dina Bandhava Shri Sai Deva, Ghanashyam Sundara. Similarly, we have Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, and he has sent us the answers for this week's bhajan quiz, which are Dina Bandhava Shri Sai Deva, Dina Bandhava Baba Daya Sagara, and Daya Karo Sadguru Sai Daya Karo. Thank you very much to each one of you for participating in this quiz and making this program so lively. I will be back next week with another quiz. We pray to Bhagwan that together we enrich this experience of bhajan singing and relish our every moment with him through beautiful and soulful music. Brothers Prem and Sai Prakash will take over now for Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Keep listening. Thank you, and Sai Ram.